Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from Bozeman, Montana, where we had a little dusting of snow this morning, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of November 7th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy daylight savings time! Oh, how nice to have an extra hour of sleep this morning. And I absolutely loved my first full week in Bozeman. I celebrated the new moon last week with a day trip to Yellowstone, and the park was deserted. No people, but lots of animals, lots of bison and elk and deer and pronghorn, you name it, it was there. It was such a magical day where I just kept saying to myself, is this my life? Oh my God, really? Is this my life? How did my life get so good? Which was such an amazing feeling. And which I needed, because last week was super intense, wasn't it? Oh my goodness. All that Scorpio energy, so much deep transformation. That new moon forced us to get real with ourselves, because Scorpio is all about death and rebirth and emotional transformations. It's a time when we're getting to our core issues. So from now until the end of the year, we're in a time of deep change and transformation. We're examining what we thought we wanted and deciding if it's what we still want. So even though all of this big stuff, this transformation can feel daunting, it's helping us figure out what is most in alignment with our growth in a time when we can take huge steps forward in our lives. And things stay intense for the rest of the year because we've entered eclipse season. So the full moon next week on the 19th is an eclipse, and we'll talk more about this eclipse next week. But to prepare you a little for it, we want to recognize that eclipses blast open the gates to primal forces. And these forces are neither subtle nor peaceful. So we aren't right now peacefully pondering what we want to change in our life. No. We are burning shit down, and then we are claiming whatever survives after the fire. Now, sometimes when we hear this, the first thing we could think would be like, oh shit, oh no, what's gonna happen? It's funny how our minds tend to go to the worst case scenario sometimes first, but this is not that kind of an oh shit. This is an oh shit, life can be this good time. But sometimes we don't immediately see how wonderful all these changes are. It might take a minute. Okay, it might take a few months to realize that the relationship or the job or the friendship or the city wasn't for your highest good. But everything that's changing now is for our highest good. And you may need to remind yourself of that over and over the next couple of months when we're in the thick of it. It's all for my highest good. It's all for my highest good. But what really has me excited about the week coming up is 11-11. So Thursday is 11-11, and this particular day, 11-11-2021, is considered the most powerful manifesting day of the century. That's what numerologists say. I'm just passing on the message. But November 11th is always a powerful day, but this year it falls on a number 9 universal day. So if we add up the date, 11112021, it equals 9. And as the final number of the single digit cycle, the 9 is synonymous with endings. Okay, so why would 9, that is for endings, help you manifest your dream house, your dream life? Know this, the universe will not allow you to access new beginnings or unlock a new stage of your life or step into your higher power without first releasing the past and all of the energetic cobwebs and ties that are holding us back. So after what many of us would call like the worst period in recent history with all the stuff, I don't need to tell you, we've all lived it. We might be waiting for this cosmically aligned reason to leave all of this stuff behind you. And this day is it. Because this is a super powerful day with a rare combination of these ones and these 9s that put us in a unique in some almost magical position where we are literally standing at the precipice of incredible power and infinite possibility. This is like the epitome, the numerological epitome of when one door closes, another door opens. So, you know, I love numerology. It could be traced back, thousands of years. And according to numerology, the number 11 is a master number, which signifies intuition, insight, enlightenment. So when they're paired together, 1111 is a clear message from the universe to become conscious and aware. And many people think that seeing 1111 signifies that your spirit guides are attempting to contact you. In my experience, 1111 seems to be the number of spiritual awakening, signifying that we're on the right path and that the actions we're taking are aligned with our soul's purpose. And things are instantly manifesting, so you better pay attention to what your thoughts are at this moment. Okay, so let's think about that. So we're at this day in this huge transformation where we have spiritual awakenings. We're getting us on the right path with all these transformations and these endings. So this is a big time. Right now, what I would do while you're listening to this is just set an alarm on 1111 for 1111 a.m. or maybe a few minutes before. And spend some time on that day sending your intention for the next chapter of your life out into the universe. So go into nature, light a candle, do a little meditation. It doesn't have to be a big thing. We just have to recognize with this day and this moment in time how big it is. Because everything that's happening now, all this transformation, all this big stuff is so important because it's preparing us for 2022. Because 2022 has the power to change the game for the rest of your entire life. And that's because of the triple twos of 2022. So all these triple twos, it's just this rare and powerful code and holds the energy of luck and love, expansion and joy. So the last time we experienced this repeating date phenomenon was back in 1999. And before that, it was 1888. So even those that are older than 23 years old will have only seen this triple date structure once in their lives, and we never will again. But it gets even better because November 11th, 2021, it's poised between two ultra powerful moons. So last week, as we know, we had that new moon in Scorpio, which was one of the most transformative moons of the entire year. And then on the 19th, eclipse season begins with this Taurus lunar eclipse, which activates our inner rebel and asks us to question who you are and what you want. Once again, going back to, is this really what I want? I thought it was what I wanted. Is this really what I want? So this year's 1111 portal is right in the middle of these two moons, right in the middle. And it ignites your manifestation powers like no other. So for the first time all year, the cosmos are conspiring in our favor. This is our pivotal period. It's our chance to push the reset button on our lives, the reset button on 2021, the reset button on all that we learned from 2020. And even though, we've had a lot of downfalls, let's be real, the last couple of years, it's been tough. But this could be the year, these moments right now that we're experiencing at the end of this year, this could be the time where everything changes for you. Everything. I'm talking everything, where we are going to the next level for our highest good. So a couple things to remember for 1111. One, we got to let it go. So after the year we've had, there's no doubt that you're holding on to a lot right now. So you're maybe squeezing so tight that it hurts because you're afraid to release your grip and watch everything just fall to pieces. So it may be scary, but you got to let it go. During this transformational time, with the people, the places, the objects, the projects, the plans, the ideas, the emotions, or even the dreams that do not serve you, let them exit your life. And then give thanks to what once served you and let those things go. So if you're feeling triggered or angry or scared or anxious by the truth of what's left behind, then see these emotions as a good sign that you're kind of leaning into the uncomfortable. This is a good thing. We're peeling back the layers, and this is our chance to embark on some deep inner healing. Okay, second thing, dream big. The last 2 months of the year is fertile ground, and this 11-11 portal is our invitation to plant seeds for the year ahead. So whatever you do, I'm going to say this again, whatever you do, don't think small. Don't just plan for what you want. Take the first step. Don't imagine better. Refuse to settle for anything that is less than epic. So your goals for 2022 must be big. It must be an energetic match for the intensity of what we have gone through the last couple of years. Now the universe made its move. Now it's time for us to make ours. So we want to just use all of this time, this surge of these manifesting powers to let our mind expand and to realize that we can have it all. Finally, trust your intuition. So the energies on 11-11 will lead to this huge boost in our intuitive and our psychic capabilities. So it's very important not to let this pass you by. And you learn to trust your intuition by practicing, by following any internal feelings you get. So it takes practice to recognize what is your intuition and what is your monkey mind, or as one client calls it, your psychosis. And we fine-tune this by following everything that you think might be your intuition. And oftentimes the things that don't make logical sense, that is your intuition, like you normally wouldn't do. So for instance, last week, I felt like I needed to go to Costco. I didn't need anything from Costco, but since I follow everything that might be my intuition, I went to Costco. So while at Costco, I'm looking at snow gloves, and there was another woman there, and we got into a discussion about gloves. Anyway, she just moved to Bozeman too, and we're going to get together to go hiking. So I know this is the reason my intuition was telling me to go to Costco to meet a new friend. So one of the things, again, that I've noticed that is surefire for me that it's my intuition is because it's usually something unusual that I wouldn't normally do or think. Like picking up and moving my life to Montana, totally out of character, but I know it was the right thing to do. Evidenced by me in Yellowstone saying, is this really my life? How amazing. So keep flexing those intuition muscles right now. Follow the signs, follow your hunches. They will lead you to your purpose and, you know, whatever is waiting for you when you get there. So that's pretty much it for the week. Just know that we're in for huge transformation and it's all for our highest good. Remember to tell yourself that over and over when you need it the next couple of months, and take a minute and celebrate 11-11. Use this time once and for all to finally follow your intuition 100%. Your superpower is your intuition. Your superpower is your intuition. So one thing that I'm changing during this time is putting video on YouTube. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel where I also post the podcast. And most of the time I put a video of me recording the podcast too, but I'm going to stop doing that all the time. Sunday is a lazy day for me. And sometimes I don't want to comb my hair. Maybe I want to stay in my pajamas all day. So this video and having to get gussied up a little bit, even though if you watch it, you'll know I don't spend too much time getting gussied up. It's just becoming a drain. So making this simple decision also empowers me. Such a good reminder to myself that this is my life. This is my business. And I can do it however I choose to do it. And that is empowering. So as always, thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with a friend that you think might love it. Have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you next week when we go deep about the eclipses. All right, have a good week, everybody.